A judge in Georgia has ruled that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis can remain on the Georgia election interference case if her top special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, steps aside. Several defendants in the case accused Willis of a disqualifying conflict of interest stemming from her romantic relationship with Wade. WABE's Sam Greenglass has been covering the story from Atlanta. Sam, so the judge has given DA Fonnie Willis a choice. Take us through those two options.
Judge Scott McAfee said that Willis can relinquish the case and allow a state prosecutor's counsel to appoint a special prosecutor to take it over, or special prosecutor Nathan Wade can resign and she can remain on the case. Remember, at the heart of these original allegations were accusations that Willis stood to personally benefit from the prosecution, as she paid Wade an hourly rate to work on the case while also taking vacations with him that he was paying for, at least in part.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like a split decision, so to speak. I mean, so tell us more about what exactly the judge ruled on.
So the judge found there was not sufficient evidence that Willis had a personal stake in the prosecution, or that the financial arrangements between her and Wade had any impact on the case itself. But he did find that prosecutors in Georgia are held to an even higher standard, that just the appearance of a conflict can be a problem. Judge McAfee wrote that it wouldn't be unreasonable for the public to think that the DA was not exercising judgment free of any compromising influences. And he wrote that as long as Wade remains on the case, this perception will persist. But he concluded that it wasn't necessary to disqualify a duly elected prosecutor when there is a less drastic and sufficient alternative available, and that would be removing Wade from this case.
All right, so he did not disqualify Willis, but it does sound like he did chastise her behavior.
That's right. Judge McAfee made it very clear that he was not condoning what he called a tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the DA's testimony during those 2 days of very dramatic hearings that we had last month. And I think that raises another important point here. While Willis will likely be able to stay on this case, it does not mean that she hasn't been damaged by it. Georgia Republicans have launched a series of investigations with public testimony. And remember, potential jurors on this election case are probably out there watching all of this unfold, too. And it will undoubtedly shape how some of them think about the integrity of this case.
Yeah, Sam, let's zoom out for a minute, because there is a bigger case here. What is the status of the bigger case, the interference case? Can it maybe get back on track and get to trial sometime this year?
Well, first, there can be appeals to this decision. Trump's lawyer Steve Sadow said today that he'll use all legal options available as they continue to fight to end this case. And there have been other hurdles here, too. Earlier this week, Judge McAfee quashed 6 counts in the indictment, though it's important to note that still leaves 35 on the books. And of course, the judge is navigating this tangle of 15 defendants and also Trump's packed legal calendar. Remember, there are several other criminal cases Trump's facing right now in Manhattan, in Washington, D.C., and in Miami. And then with the Supreme Court taking up this question of presidential immunity later this spring, that's delayed that federal election case in Washington, D.C. And so it's looking increasingly unlikely that this Georgia case can get to trial before the 2024 election.
All right. That is WABE's Sam Greenglass. Sam, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.